Knicks won 1.7 KAYL. Now visiting with Harris Lake Park coach Lane Gunderson. And let's first, Lane, start with your victory last week, 36-26 at home against West Bend Mallard. I know you jumped out to a big lead and had to hold on for the win late.
Yeah, Ryan, we played really well in the first half. Did a really good job of converting some third downs and keeping drives alive, and we had some big plays in the passing game that really helped us, and played a really good game defensively the first half, and then the second half just kind of, you know, had a bunch of first downs called back and kind of got behind the field position battle, and then it was just a struggle all the way out because we had, you know, a couple guys not finish the game and took another guy out just because it was his first game back. So it was just, we just had to survive and get to the end of that one.
Well, it especially helped having your son Trevor return his first game since week one and was especially effective as a receiver. How did he look to you at, as you told me, 80% he was playing at last week? And he was on the sideline at the end of the West Bend Mallard game. So how has he been this week?
He's way ahead of where he was last week, because last week he had just started jogging. He couldn't even cut until Wednesday. So he's way ahead of there. He's not to 100% yet, but he's got some pretty special quickness. So if he ever gets back up there, he can make a lot of people miss, and once he gets behind, he's gone. So he's a rare talent. He can really break open games. So hopefully he'll keep getting healthier and healthier as the week goes along, and we can do some things that we haven't been able to do since the first quarter of the first game.
Well, you'll especially need him to be at his best this week, as Bryce Perkins, your star quarterback, you'll have to do without for the matchup against the Mustangs, as because he was ejected in the second half of last week's game. When that happens, Iowa High School Athletic Association rules state that a player must sit out the next game, so obviously a huge loss. He's such a great player for you. How do you try and make up for that loss, especially offensively?
Yeah, that's going to be very hard, both sides of the ball, because, you know, both he and Trevor, I think, are the best couple outside linebackers there is in eight-player football, so it hurts us on defense, too. Offensively, you know, he looked pretty good last week, threw five touchdowns, you know, missing some of his weapons. So he's a special player, and he's worked incredibly hard to get to the place where he is. So it's heartbreaking for not only him, but his teammates, because it doesn't just hurt Bryce. It hurts all of us, and we just feel for him. And it will be hard, and you can't replace a guy like that. We just have to try to find ways to hurt teams in other ways.
Well, it'll be especially challenging for you guys having to move players around defensively, but in addition to that, what's going to be most challenging for your defense taking on this Newell Fonda offense?
Oh, they're just how physical and how well they run the ball. You know, it would have been a lot of incredible collisions if we and them would have kept everybody healthy. I know they're not as healthy as they'd like to be either. If both teams would have been healthy, it would have been quite a battle to behold, our run defense against their run offense. But now we're going to have to really play the best that we possibly have played all year. I told our guys, every guy has to step up and have their best night, because they run the ball incredibly well. They're incredibly well coached. Brian does as good a job as anybody in the state in any class of preparing his team. And we know it'll be a huge challenge to just try to slow them down. They got a bunch of guys averaging 8 to 10 yards a carry. So that's going to be a true struggle, but we're going to go down there and give it everything we have.
Yeah, I asked Coach Wilkin recently if he's felt snake bit with some of what they've went through this year. But for you guys, you had such high hopes coming into this season. State runner-up, Trevor, all-stater, also a Keegan Carpenter, was lost for the season in the opening game. You get Trevor back, and now one of your linemen goes down last week in addition to Bryce's situation. I mean, more than snake bit, you got to feel like that snake's been gnawing at you all season long and won't let go.
Yeah, it has. It's been an incredibly frustrating season for something we were just hoping that we could stay healthy and the other teams could stay healthy, and we would just sit back and enjoy it, because we talked as coaches, we have to make sure we enjoy this year so much, because we got a bunch of guys that have listened to us and put in tons and tons of hard work. So we were just going to enjoy having those guys around, and now, you know, three of them won't be able to play in this game, and Trev's not at 100%, so nothing's went the way that we had hoped, but there's nothing's promised in football either. So we know football, like life, sometimes things aren't always fair, and you have to move on and learn from it and realize you're never going to know why some things happen.
Well said, Lane. Thanks very much for the time. Appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you in Newell.
Thank you very much for having me, Ryan.
You're welcome. That's Harris Lake Park coach Lane Gunderson joining us on Mix 101.7.